to own a share in a horse in a $1.3 million race at Royal Randwick on Everest Day.
You can in the Kosciuszko, an exciting new race for New South Wales country-trained horses in the Everest Carnival.
12 lucky winners will own a slot for the chance to share in massive prize money. Plus another 12 winners will also be drawn to win a share in cash proceeds from the Kosciuszko Calcutta.
To enter, just head into any New South Wales tab and buy a $5 ticket via the self-service terminals or buy a ticket on the tab app. And account holders can now buy multiple tickets via the newsouthwalestab.com.au website. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader. Let's get back to Racing HQ. It's time now for the major New South Wales preview.
And good morning, everyone. It is 10:04. We've got a big day of racing today at Dick Grafton. Huge meeting there today. Gary Cleese will run through all the tips for us, try and find a few winners for us in a moment. We'll chat with Michael Beattie as well, CEO of Grafton there, to see what the conditions are like today after their very successful cup meeting. Michael joins me now. Morning, Michael.
Yes, good morning to you, Cozzy.
Now, how's the day look today for your meeting?
Look, it's an absolutely gorgeous day. Of course, a little bit like the rest of New South Wales, we're desperate for rain here. So we had a fairly firm track towards the end of last week. We managed to get 8 millimetres of irrigation on Friday. We backed that up with another 3 mils of irrigation yesterday. And if you normally did that in August, you'd be putting your track into the soft range. But given how hard it was, we've gone up a good 4. It's a nice day, but a little bit of a breeze. So the track might even end up a good 3. I'd like to think not, but we could end up there. But the day is an absolutely gorgeous day. Just really nice outside, around about 16, 17 degrees, but just a light breeze.
Have you got a share on a smoky going around there today, Michael? You often just sneak in there and knock off one with Dwayne Schmidt?
Look, I've got one that I like that Dwayne doesn't like, a horse called Ferrara. He ran a terrific race at the Coffs Harbour Cup meeting. Look, he's probably not the most genuine racehorse I've ever owned, Cozzy, but if he does his best, he'll run a good race in the 1,700-metre maiden here today.
All right, good luck today. And hopefully Dwayne's on your side afterwards, saying he's a good horse. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
See you, Michael. Michael Beattie there at the Grafton, 10:05. Gary Cleese is going to find the winners for this morning, Gary.
Yeah, you got a little bit out of him, more than what I could ever get out of him, Sean, anyway.
I like the description. Normally it's the other way around. He said, I like him and the trainer doesn't. You said the owner falling in love and the trainer wants to sack him.
I nearly fell over then. Went, oh, yeah, I didn't train a dozen. So.
Yes. Normally the reverse.
Got a beautiful day here, Sean. Not a cloud. It's got a lot of smoke haze. There's a lot of bushfires around, and we want rain like everyone else. But, look, like the meeting. Good meeting. A lot of horses going around. A lot of locals here, too, are going to get a chance to win some good money today, mate.
Now, while I remember this, and I'll mention now because of the drought, of course, the state government have deemed New South Wales a drought, and Sky Sports Radio is going to hit the road to help promote the many ways everyone can help those being affected by the severe drought. Now, starting Tuesday, August 28, every morning, Racing HQ between 9 and 10 will talk to a wide array of racing participants, farmers, government officials, Racing New South Wales, people from Rural Aid, which is Tabcorp is supporting, and the big sports brekkie will also be joining HQ in Wagga for their show on Thursday morning, August 30. So, they're going to be all around the state. August 28, Scone. Wednesday 29, Dubbo. Thursday, Wagga. And Friday at Goulburn. And Sky Sports Radio hitting the road to travel New South Wales to assist thousands being hit by drought. So doing all we can to try and raise awareness and see what we can do. The only thing we can't do is get rain to fall.
Yeah, I know. Look, they're tough times. And I just heard on the Sky Sports Radio yesterday that, you know, even the Sydney trainers are finding it hard with the price of feed now because, I mean, you know, there's like you go out to Moree, like I was out there a month or so ago, you go to those big Lucerne paddocks and they run for miles. There's no Lucerne in there, mate.
Nah, I know.
You know, just getting hard.
I saw a mate, he's getting it from Western Australia or something. So you can imagine freight on top of that. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, all right. Tough.
They are. Now, race one today, and here, number one, RNUM is $6. Number two, the Yellow Queen, $2.50. Three, Laura's Star, $5. Four, SMS is $23. Number five, Miss Riverbell, $10. Six, Miss Wicked Nikki, $9. Seven, Samantha's Gold, $18. Eight, Sister Patril, $17. Nine, Mayfair Lady, $19. Number 10, Betty Good, $34. 11, Vivid Image, $13. Favourite, $2.50. Number two, the Yellow Queen.
Yeah, she just got out. She opened up at $2 this morning. There's a little shift out for her. Probably the best back runner on tab.com.au is Laura Star, the $3.08 into $5 this morning, which he did get as much as $4.80. So there's been a very good move for her. I'm 2637. Look, I'm sticking with the Yulo Queen. She's had three runs back, and this little mare's been a different mare this time. She's walked in the mounting yard. She's been funny last prep. They've had the earmuffs on her. They've just been working perfect. She blew them away at Ballina the other day, absolutely blew them away. And the beauty about it, too, she's starting to get down into a gear and stretch out. She's got a beautiful gate for Kenichiro Fuchi, and he knows a really good Kenichiro. Probably the only difference today, she goes up a couple of kilos. But I don't think it's any harder. I know she is going from a maiden to a Class 1, but it is a fillies and mares Class 1. 6 Wicked Nikki, three runs back, improves with each run, coming off a fourth at Newcastle last start, beaten 1.4, got a beautiful gate, one gate, and has got an outstanding weight with only 53.5 kilos on her, so she could even stand up and counter today. 3 Laura Star on the quick backup from Lismore. That was 1,200 metres. She's got to come back here to the 1,000. That's the only little concern, whether the edge is just taken off her. And Samantha's gold a lot to her first up run at Casino. She's probably a little bit stiff to go under behind Ilias. She was tightened up on the home turn. She was beaten 0.8 of a length. She gets a good gate with Jason Taylor aboard. So maybe good in luck in running today. She can figure in the finish. But I'm with the Yulo Queen. I think she's an improver that's getting better with each run. 2.637 in race one, Sean.
All right, the second one, Ballybrack, 41. Number 2, Baron Akeron, 151. 3, Candy Watch, 81. 4, Hidden Storm, 480. 5, Master Known, 5. 6, The Repest is 81. Number 7, Ab Roy, 31. 9, 8, Dream a Lot, 340. Number 9, Globe Heights JR, 51. 10, Gypsy Aria, 51. 11, Koala Star, 13. Number 12, Luna Tramp, 7. 13, Toffee Drop, 480. 14, Lucky for Some, 21. 15, 16, 17, 18 out. Favourite there is 340. Number 8, Dream a Lot.
350 into 340, little move there. The best probably move in the race has been the 13 Toffee Drop resumes here, $8 into $4.80 each call this morning. She's just short and right in. I'm 8, 4, 5, 13. Look, I made one of the best of the day here, Dream a Lot. I mean, you've only got to go through a three run. She ran fourth behind Designer Made in a really, really strong race at Tari, and winners have come out of it. She ran fifth at Scone, beat 1.7, and winners have come out of it. She went to Kempsey and run third there behind Better Not Fly. Better Not Fly went on to win a Class 1, and another horse has come out of the race to win. She's run 57-55. I reckon this is easier than what her last three or four runs have been, so I think she gets a chance here today. A 4 Eden Storm, boy, he tries hard, but he just can't win one. He's been in the money, 12 out of 23. Collis has had a sit on him. He had a sit on him at Lismore the other day. He rode him perfect. He just found the winner too good for him. But you've got to include him. 5 Must Have Known. He's a big query, this horse. He goes really good. He's got well and truly maiden and Class 1 and Class 2 this time. And it's just whether the 1,100 metres is too short. He's also got up the 1,700 metres last preparation. I do think he's a 1,700, maybe even a 2,000 metre horse. But fresh, if they run hard, he could be the horse that could get back and find the line. And 13 Toffee Drop, I'm glad there's a little bit of money for her because she just went over the top last preparation when she was placed at Casino in Wollumbar, but resumes here with no trial. So, and there is very good support for her on tab.com.au. 8, 4, 5 and 13 in race 2.
All right, we go to race 3. Now, 1, Ducati, 550. 2, Long Bar, is 440. Number 3, Night Manager, 21. 4, Soul Tester, 23. 5, Superbank, 7. 6, Vacate, 330. 7, Bubbles to Beer, 11. Number 8, Miss Showgirl, 101. 9, Monster High, 101. 10, My Cousin Longy, 9. 11, Red All Day, 51. 12, Stick Out at 23. 13, Acadian Shores, 51. 14, 15 out. 16, Boyles, 14. 17, 18 out. So, $3.30, number 6, Vacate.
Boy, haven't they come for Vacate here? They opened up at $8, and they went $8.360, $3.60, $3.40, $3.50 into $3.30. They've just gone bang, bang with each call with it. And it's a former Cadolphin horse now in the Brett Dobson stable. I'm with him. I'm 6-2-1 and 16 now. I replayed him up when he only had his two starts. And mind you, they were back in 2017 in September. He went to Warwick Farm. He was beaten 3.5. 6 horses come out of the race to win. And then he went straight to Gosford, and boy, oh boy, he had no luck there. I'm not saying he would have beat the winner. He run third, he was beaten 3.2, but he just run in an awful trouble from the 600-metre mark to the 200-metre mark and got out. The winner might have probably still had the wood on him, but he definitely should have run second. Now, there's no trials for him. He's been off the scene 10 and a half months. Obviously, somewhere along the line, Brett Dobson's given him a couple of quiet jump outs, which they normally do at Coffs Harbour, and he's had a gelding operation. So, look, he's a big, big player. We've been saying that this horse, too, Longar, he's a smart horse. He resumes here with no trials. I mean, these two favourite and second favourite hold all the keys. I mean, those maideners that he went around last preparation, well, his last three runs, 12, 16 winners came out of those races. So they were really hot maidens. One Ducati starting to put it together really good. He trialled up good at the Gold Coast, winning a trial by 8.5. And then he disappointed when Stephen Lee took him first up. He was attacked in front. They left him alone the other day, and he was run down late. Maybe he gets a soft lead here today, and if that's the case, he might take a bit of running down. And I've got a massive watch on this horse, 14 Boyles. Jane Moore McDorman rides him for Scott Henley here at Grafton. Scotty took him up to the trials at the Gold Coast, and James rated him in the trials. He finished the trial off good, beating 1.5 when running second, and James is down here to ride him. So I've got a massive watch on him, but vacate. The big money's come for him. And I think he holds all the keys. 6-2, 1-16 in race three.
Righto, race four. Now, one is out. Number two, Defence Witness, $3.90. Three, Lope to Lope, $1.95. Four out, five, St. Element, six. Six, Arlington Heights, $8.50. Seven out, eight, Fusey Fox, $17. Nine, Court Appeal, $19. Ten, Field on Fire, $13. 11, Tonne of Power, $21. $1.95 for number three, Lope to Lope.
Yeah, well, the scratching of Left Cass Island and the top one, Silliman Road, this is what you shortened Lope to Lope in, $2.80 into $1.95, and Defence Witness, the two is $5 into $3.90. And a little move, well, not a little move, good move here, St. Element. I've got her in the mix here, the five. She's $11 into $6 at the moment. Look, I'm with Lope to Lope. I'm 3, 2, 5, and 10. She was good here winning, beaten Light Motion. I mean, prior to that, she'd run third at the Gold Coast behind Lucy the Rock. Then she won a Tari winning a mile race, and then they took it to Doom, but Jenny Graham didn't. Look, it was probably out of her grade. She was beaten 9 lengths, but it was 2,200 metres, and she never had the best of luck. She was wide from about the 800 metre mark. So Jenny hasn't run it for a couple of weeks, freshened her up, brought her back in at 1,700 metres, where I think she is beautifully placed. Two Defence Witness. Look, he goes good. He just didn't quite show up there at Coffs Harbour in the 10 Howard Cup. His prior runs were fair enough, but I like the little bit of claim for him. He's one of those horses when he seems to get down around that 54, 55, 56 mark, he fires up. So he's got 56 kilos on his back here today. St. Element, well, she's got to go in, and that money's come for her on tab.com.au. I just can't explain what's happened to her for the last two runs. I mean, her prior runs were good enough to beat these, but her last two have been very, very, very disappointing. But she's won here before, and the dry circuit will really suit her down to the ground. And I'm giving 10 Feel of Fire a chance. His last three runs have been at 1,400 metres. He bumps you straight up to the 1,700 metres, Daniel Bowen, with no weight on his back. He's a fit horse, and he'll run the trip out. He might be the horse getting back off a quick speed and finding the line really late. 3, 2, 5, and 10 in race four, Sean.
Okay, race five, one Indisputable, $7. Now, number two, Tamas Shanta, $3.20. Three, you'll think it'll be 51. Four, Queechy, 10. Five, Blythe, 151. Six, El Casco, 19. 7, Ferrara, 16. 8, Hologram, 21. 9, Lord Morpheus, 10. 10, Onset, 8.50. 11, Tycoon Prince, 34. 12, Tang Dynasty, 3.90. 13 out. 14, Vendée, 51. 15, Queen Beatrice, 34. And 16, Tsarina is out. Favourite here, 3.20, number 2, Tam O'Shanter.
Well, he opened up at 2.50 this morning. There was about four or five good pushes for him at Tari, this former Victorian, now on the Jimmy Jarvis Yard, or her, sorry. She was 2.50 this morning, but she's just got the way out to $3.20. Tang Dynasty, the 12, $4.60 into $3.90. The best back runner has, and I was going to put it on top, but I chickened out, 10 Onset, Neville Stewart's mare, at $16 into $8.50 here this morning. And a run was huge at Casino, but I'm sticking with the two. I'm 2.10, 1 and 12. I think you had to line that Victorian form up where this mare only had five starts in Victorian. She was placed twice. I mean, she went to Packham and she was only beaten 5 lengths. She went to Geelong and she was beaten 0.4 of a length. And I've got no doubt off the replay she should have won. Now, Jimmy's got her up here 17 days since the last run, so I don't know how long Jim's actually had her there. But that Victorian form to me is a lot stronger than these. But within saying that, 10 Onset, I loved the last run at Casino. That was on Casino Cup Day. She drew 13 gate. She was four, probably five wide, leaving the 800-metre mark. And she was beaten 2.4 lengths and covered more ground than Burke and Wills, and draws one gate here today and just pops out with Tegan Harrison aboard. And you would think she'll just get a lovely run from the gate. One disputable, he's there. He's finding it hard to win, but he did go to a class one at Scone there, beating 3.9. So he's back to his right grade. I don't know what Ben Looker does from him from that really bad gate. And 12 Tanks Dynasty, I like his run at Ipswich. He's from the David Joyce yard. He draws a really good gate. And he's another horse at the work up 3 and 4 wide from about that 1,400 metre mark behind Errol. He'd spent plenty of petrol down the back. And prior to that, he was placed at the Gold Coast in an 1,800 metres. So he's a very, very fit horse in a good yard. 210, 1 and 12 for me in race 5. Sean?
Righto, race 6, 1 carry on Jake, $7. 2 push the sky away, 11. 3 out, number 4 melted moments, 5.55. We won you. 18, 6 Galliano, 34. 7 Dustman, 11. Number 8, nothing for the press, 2.80. 9 divisional, $10. Number 10, Madame Kate is 10 at 11. My boy Louis, 6. 2.80, number 8, nothing for the press, favourite in the 6th event.
Well, he was 3.50 this morning, and he's straight into that 2.80 mark. And no money for melted moments, the 4. My boy Louis had a little bit of support into the $6. The best back run at the odds is 10, Madam Kate. $26 into $10. Well, no, she did get into $9 about an hour ago, and she's got back out to $10 now. But she's half that opening quote this morning from that $26 mark. Oh, look, I'm with him here, nothing from the press. I'm 8, 10, 4, and 11. His Gold Coast win was good over, he beat by 0.5 a length. Now, 4 winners come out of the race. And Steve, that was 1,400 metres, and he dropped him straight back to the 1,200 metres at Doomben. He just never got into the race at all. He's just one of those horses that around 14 and a mile suits him a bit better. He gets a good gate with James Orman aboard, James Radium at Doomben. So we'll get some sort of a line there. He's won here before, and he's a real dry tracker too. So I think getting back to the 1,400 metres, coming off city grade, back to country grade. I'm frightened about Madam Kate the 10th, really, because I thought her last 3 runs have been good. She ran 3rd behind Jakuta here over the carnival. She ran 5th in the Mother's Gift and then went to Coffs Harbour and run 6th behind Epopex, and 2 winners come out of it. Well, Epopex come out to win again, and he ran 4th at Randwick the other day. So she's ticking away really good. Ball melted moments. Well, he got the job done at Scone last day. There's not a lot off this little guy, but he's a real trier. He can carry a bit of weight. He had 59 there, and he gets 59.5 here today. And I've got 11, my boy Louis. He was out of his grade in the Casino Cup. He'd won at Lismore, and he won at Kempsey, and then they threw him into the deep end in the Casino Cup. And I suppose he wasn't disgraced beating 8.5, but this is no Casino Cup field. He's back in grade. He gets 51 kilos on his back, so I wouldn't be leaving him out of the multiples. But I'm with the 8, but I'm frightened about Madam Kate, and that good move has come for her, Sean. 8, 10, 4, and 11 in race 6.
All right, we go to race 7. Now, 1 carry on Jake, 7, 2, push the sky away, 11, 3 out. Number 4, melted moments, 5.55. Oh, sorry, we've done that one. I jumped back there for some reason. Yeah, let this computer now over there. 1 Hoonick DeLolly, 360. 2 Amalek Belzer, 8. 3 out. 4 Plectrum, 7. 5 is out. 6 Marikawa, $5. 7 Rock the House, 650. 8 Ducks Nuts, 17. Number 9 Lord Mel, 23. 10 Hashtag Heroes, 650. 11 Star of Pompeii, 11. 12 Homeland Security, 51. Number 13 James Lee World, 31. 14 Shark Creek, 51. Favorite, 360. 1 Hoonick DeLolly.
Jesus, this is hard. It's had the support too. $6 into $3.60. Marikawa, no money. House, Rock the House. Yeah, good money. $11 into $6.50. The 7 Hashtag Hero, the Maiden at $15 into $6.50. Look, I found it over. I'm going to take the punt with a little horse here. I'm 2-1, 4 and 6, and that's Amalek Bolter. He resumes. We won't get a line on him until he comes in the yard. He hasn't been seen for 4.5 months. He ran 3rd in the Maiden here behind Last Cape and a hot Maiden. He came back and got the job done, beat now Red Jet, and run 3rd in a real good race behind Princely Sun Pine to being tipped out. So if they've got him anywhere near right, he's a really good trainer, David Campbell. He knows how to get one up to the mark first up without a trial. He draws a gate, and he's on his home track here. So, I'm going to stick with him. Hoonick DeLolly did a good job to win a Gosford Maiden 2 runs ago, and then went to Rose Hill in a highway behind Lifesaver. So his run was good. He was only beaten 3.3 in that highway down there. Soft gate. 59 always worries me with him because he's not over big. He's neat and tidy, but he's just not a real big, strong horse. Four Plectrum has had 2 runs back. I probably would have liked to see him at Coffs Harbour. I think he's a better Coffs Harbour horse, but with him saying that, he has been placed here. and his first up run behind Cheatham was good, only beaten 1.5, and it's come out to win again. And I'm going to give this horse another chance, 6 Marikawa. The more I went back and replayed him after coming off a Coffs Harbour maiden when he just got bogged down on that heavy track at Bell, he never picked his legs up at one little bit. So the dry track will suit him. And he's and not only that, but a little bit of speed up in front where he can just get back off an awkward gate and find the line. But I don't think it's an easy race. 2, 1, 4, and 6 in race 7, Sean.
Rightio, race 8, 1 better be good. 380, 2 ghetto boy, 14, 3 out, 4 unbowed, 21, 5 out, 6 young queen, 19, 7 magic Benito, 5. Number 8, Pagados, 950. 9 Tycoon Ross, 950. 10, 11 out. Number 12, Cleodna is $5. 11, Ilya, 10. Number 14, Wonderful Thing, 10. 15, Ensign, 34. 16, Supreme Willie, 23. 381, better be good.
Yeah, well, he's well back. He's a local. Johnny Shelton's got him. He's $6 into $3.80. And the other one they've really come for late and really tallied it up is the 12 Cleodna from the David Joyce yard. $11 into $5 each call this morning. He's just short and right up Cleodna. So I got one here, a bit of odds, and I'm only in each way special. I'm 8, 7, 1, and 12, and I'm with him for Jardos. Look, last preparation, he completely lost his way. He just wasn't putting in a door. He's had a little bit of a change of stable. He came back and he got the job done here, first up in a Class 2 over the July Carnival, beating Dia Vernon. And then he went to Casino the other day. He was huge. He was 4-5 wide the trip. He had 61 kilos on his back working up a hill. And all he wanted to do was attack the line, beating 1.3 when he run third behind Ilya. Now he gets 57, so he's got a 4-kilo weight drop. He gets a really suck gate to get a lovely run in behind him, and he won't be doing work like he did at Casino last start. Dangers, I made Magic Benito. He brings him here for a reason, Toddy Ellett. Long way to come from Musselbrook to Grafton week one, and his runs have had merit. He's run third at Corindai. He went a highway, and then he came back and run fifth at Scone behind Buddy's Own, only beaten 2 laps, and he gets 3 kilos off his back. Toppy's run was really good at Coffs. Nothing wrong with it whatsoever behind grip. He really attacked the line late, so he gets up to the 1,200 metres where he's a 3 times winner, and 2 of his wins have been at 1,200. And he goes in there, Cleodna. He's in a smart yard. He's just got a little bit of a sticky gate, that 12 alley, for her style of racing. But she was pretty good at Ipswich, only beaten 1.9 behind Lyrical Prince. And like I said, Sean, that good money on tab.com.au's come for her. 8, 7, 1 and 12 for me in the last, Sean.
Now, anything you like to stand out today, Gary?
Oh, look, I like Dream a Lot. I think she can get a chance to get out of maiden race 2, number 8, Dream a Lot from the Bob Milligan yard. And good to see Bob's on the mend too.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he apparently had one day at home last week, and he goes back into hospital. But he's getting better with each day, so that's good to see. And
yeah,
he got a winner up over the carnival there at Tari. So, look, I'm with her, race 2, number 8, Dream a Lot. And I'm going to give this horse a chance at the odds. I know they're backed a few in at race 8, number 8, Pajados. I think a little quiet gate where Matty McGarren can just pop him out, because he won't get the run like he had at Casino when he was wide the trip. So race 2, number 8, race 8, number 8, Pajados. I had to go wide and quaddies because there could be a couple of knockouts here. In the first leg, 2-10, 1-12. Second leg, 8-10 and 4. In the third leg, 2-1-4-6. And just widen that last leg again, 8-7, 1 and 12, Sean. But beautiful conditions and good days racing, mate.
All right. Look forward to hearing your late mail throughout the day.
See you, champ.
Thanks, mate. Gary Cleese joining us there looking at Grafton. It is 27 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio combines with Hawkesbury this Thursday to bring you the Rolly Mile. The yearly feature always produces a thrilling affair. Get the Hawkesbury winners Thursday morning from 10 here on Sky Sports Radio. Speed, the one factor that has shaped the modern Australian thoroughbred. Sepedo, the fastest son of champion young sire Sebring.
Trainer Mick Kent.
The minor stakes, he sort of got into an awkward spot in the corner and in 3 or 4 strides had the race won.
Sepedo, this season at Whitton. Builders, roofers, plumbers, you need Fast Flash. Fast Flash prevents leaks, even during extreme weather conditions. It's fully adhesive to tile and metal roofs. Non-toxic, lightweight, yet incredibly strong. Fast Flash comes in 3 sizes and 3 colours. Check it out now at any of number 1 roofing and building supply 7 locations. Mona Vale, Narrabeen, Preston, Seven Hills, Regent's Park, Caringbah and the Central Coast. Fast Flash, your fast roof flashing.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Stonks to the lead, Fancy the Races a second, and down the outside it's Get Off the Couch. A last dash by What Shall I Wear, and here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins by nose.
Escape to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theraces.com.au.
28 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, the Raiders robbed the Roosters the chance to stay on the top of the NRL ladder with a 14-12 win yesterday afternoon. Well, a late field goal gave the Bulldogs a 27-26 win over the Warriors. In AFL, the Demons confirmed a spot in the finals with a 17-point win over the Eagles. The Crows defeated North Melbourne, and the Western Bulldogs also claimed a 17-point win over Carlton. In some tennis news, Daria Gavrilova is primed for her first WTA title defence, but Ash Barty has pulled out of the Connecticut Open after battling an illness a week out from the US Open. And fellow Aussie Sam Stosur is also out of the main draw as well. She went down to Camilla Georgie this morning. And in Premier League, Brighton stunned Manchester United this morning with three first-half goals to secure a famous victory. Watford beat Burnley 3-1 and Manchester City thrashed Huddersfield 6-1. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Adelaide, a brilliant Cox Plate winner by the best sire in the world.
100 metres to go. It's Faulkner tackled by Adelaide. Charlotte Achievers coming home well. Adelaide, Faulkner. Adelaide on the outside in front. And Adelaide has won the Cox Plate.
The fastest Cox Plate winner at stud. First yearling sold for up to $210,000 and are in training with Darren Weir, Chris Waller, Hayes Dabney, Chris Lees and other leading stables. Adelaide, standing at Coolmore at outstanding value. Builders, roofers, plumbers, you need Fast Flash. Fast Flash prevents leaks even during extreme weather conditions. It's fully adhesive to tile and metal roofs. Non-toxic, lightweight, yet incredibly strong. Fast Flash comes in three sizes and three colours. Check it out now at any of number one roofing and building supply seven locations. Mona Vale, Narrabeen, Preston, Seven Hills, Regent's Park, Caringbah and the Central Coast. Fast Flash, your fast roof flashing.
Punters, footy fans, sports nuts. Don't miss your chance to join the who's who from the worlds of racing, NRL and AFL at the Big Sports Breakfast Grand Final Race Day Lunch.
Hosted by Loz and TK with your MC Dave Stanley, you'll enjoy a sumptuous lunch, beverage package and entertainment from racing and sporting celebrities.
It all happens Wednesday, September 26th in the lead up to the Grand Finals and Epsom Day at the Grand Pavilion Rosehill Racecourse.
Tickets $165 for members and $175 for non-members. Available now from AustralianTurfClub.com.au.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched off. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
It's right on 10:31. And Sky Sports Radio, the man who knows all about the Greyhounds, what's been happening and what is going to happen. Dave Carlton, morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Cozzy, and welcome, folks, to Going Greyhounds. And our guests this morning are going to be good. Mick Floyd, the media chief from Sandown, is about to join us. We'll speak to New South Wales trainer Warren Harper. Warren and Jill, they had some terrific success at the weekend. I was very, very happy for them. And Jason Magri, Sydney trainer, who trained a winning treble at the Wentworth Park meeting at Bulleye on Saturday night, will be along as well. There's group racing action coming our way this week. I can't wait for it in New South Wales on Friday night. The heats of the Group 2 Blacktop will be run at the Gardens in Newcastle. And on the same night in Melbourne, it's the Chasing Civil War, state versus state, with the Group 1 National Sprint Final and the Group 1 National Distance Final at Sandown. I'll be trackside with